WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
One of the most difficult aspects of preparing for retirement is projecting one's future living costs. After all, it's not easy to determine how much inflation there will be or how your lifestyle or health will change. According to the Nationwide Retirement Institute, 44% of workers aged 50 and over believe that their living expenses will stay the same once they leave their careers behind. 34% expect their living costs to fall, while 22% expect them to rise. As pointed out by CNN Money, the question is, who's right? It is conceivable that everyone is correct, that some people will experience higher costs in retirement and others will see flat or declining costs. Indeed, some costs are likely to fall, including transportation, because of a lack of commute. Unfortunately, transportation may be the only expense that falls meaningfully. Other costs may stay roughly the same, including clothing, utilities, groceries, and other basics. And then there's health care. It is estimated that the average 65-year-old man will end up spending about $190,000 on health care in retirement. For the typical 65-year-old woman, that total climbs to nearly $215,000. According to the Employee Benefit Research Institute, approximately 46% of seniors spend more money, not less, on living costs during their first 2 years of retirement. For a third of all seniors, that pattern continues for 6 years into retirement. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Ani Bon Basu.